I think we're going to take the analogy of the harvest. For if a farmer wants to produce a plentiful harvest, he has to ensure that the conditions created are the conditions necessary for that crop to be produced. And we've talked previously of that seed that germinates. But there is a lot more that needs to be done before that crop falls into bloom and produces the fruits of the farmer's labour. For if we look at the furrows that are ploughed and that soil that is turned over, if we add the water that feeds and nourishes the plants and the shrubbery that produces the crop, if we take the light of the sun, without any of these, that crop could not be produced. Without the necessary tools and instruments of his labour. So you see, the effort and the resources required, including the conditions, can allow the crop to be harvested. If we take some further analogies, we can look for the preventative cures of all evils. For if the sun is too bright, then the shade can be provided. We can shade from the dangerous rays of sunshine. The hand can be placed in front of the vision. So you see that every positive necessity can sometimes come, and we will not use the phrase negative, but simply use the word opposite. We hear and we talk of repercussions, the phrase cause and effect springs to mind. And these analogies may continue. For if we take the analogy of this farmer, one phrase for certainty in front, for what you sow, you shall reap. For if it is an unkind word, that word will be returned. If an action or deed that was selfless is carried out, that goodness, that unselfish act will come back. It is not forgotten, but kept in one's mind. And you may not need to be or have the prowess of a lion to be brave or courageous. You may not need the wisdom of the owl. You might not need the stamina of the antelope. You may not need the cheekiness of the other kind. You simply have to accept that all that is said and all that is spoken has an impact, has an ability to change and to create, to continue. For say again, the game is no more. The blending has begun, and the sharing will commence. We only ask that the lead that is given is taken, that that emptiness within one's own soul or spirit is allowed to be filled with that emotion we term as love, and that the compassion we send out is accepted. For a clap is not a clap unless the sound is heard and the senses required to hear the sound. So you see, the senses you have will heighten. You will learn. You will participate in all that is prescribed. And if the guidance is understood, if the guidance and the themes that we create can be anticipated through an open mind and an open heart, then our journey, our perception, our completion will not be at a loss. We wonder if it is our misfortune or yours. But we hope that this learning, this period of sacrifice, will commence without the frivolity, without the unkind actions, without the need, without the hidden expectations. For when we come together, we are many, but separately, within the few, those opposites, perchance, will exist. And the feelings and the thoughts upon our arrival this evening was to remember, and we will finish and end with this thought, that if these activities are likened to a game of chess, your move will be followed by ours, and our move will in turn follow yours. And dependency on the activity will determine the move to be taken. But there is time aplenty for each move to be fought, for each move in turn to be carried out. And that stalemate, that conquering of the other sides, will not occur. For in eternity, life is always the winner. We hope these thoughts, we hope these imperfect perceptions ignite a spark that embed a fault inside your very being. That these faults will come again. And so, your progression may continue.